All right, GWA, this is Lexi Chan, and this is going to be the second chapter in my novel. Before we go ahead and jump into it, I do want to throw all of the tags out there, even though they are in the title. The novel itself has incest, age play, the main character is 13 years old, feminization, water sports, and all kinds of other things that'll be tagged individually. And again, it is a slow burn. This scene doesn't have any sex at all, but hopefully it builds some relationships. And then next chapter, we actually get a sex scene, and I think it's really hot, so it's something to look forward to. So, without further ado, this is Brother to Sister, Chapter 2, Lifting Weights.
Andrew, it's time to wake up. I left some coffee for you, but then it's time to go work out, David says.
I groan. I've been tossing and turning all night. Strange, sexually charged dreams haunting me every time I closed my eyes, and I am still confused about the night before. 5 more minutes, please, I mutter into my pillow.
Take your time, Squirt. Mom isn't at home.
Then he leaves me, whistling on the way to our small workout room. I roll over, fully intending to go back to sleep. But as I close my eyes, I can't help but picture David lifting weights. In my mind's eye, his muscles bulge beneath his skin, powerful, virile. I try to push the image away, disturbed by its bare, vivid sexuality. What does it mean that I'm thinking of him like this? Anything is better than lying in bed, picturing my older brother as a sex god. So I pull myself out of bed and pad down the hall to the gym, foregoing the cup of coffee. I walk into the weight room and take a seat on a folding chair. The workout room is really nothing more than a bench press and some free weights. The room smells like metal and sweat, and David is already sitting on the bench, pumping iron with his left arm. His biceps bulge with power. David looks up as I sit down, lightly dropping the weight to the floor.
Hey, Andrew, can we talk about what happened last night?
I shrug, unsure how to respond, so he presses on.
Look, I was still a bit drunk, and I was also very horny. I shouldn't have given you that banana. You are my brother, and you mean the world to me, all right?
Why did you even want to see that? I ask.
I don't know. I guess I just wanted you to understand how a blowjob really works. I'm sorry if I forced you to do something against your will. Are you mad at me?
I don't know.
Well, don't think about it anymore. Why don't we just focus on our training like normal? Do you know why I like lifting with you?
Not really.
Because Dad made me promise I would look out for you before he died. And even if you can't keep up with me, lifting is good for you.
Whatever.
Seriously, Andrew. Someday you'll have muscles like mine.
I don't really want muscles like you have, I say. I've never told you this before, but I don't like the idea of bulking up. You might want to look like a men's fitness model, but it's not what I want. David gapes at me.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Because I want you to be happy with your body. Self-confidence is important. Here, come stand in front of the mirror with me.
I walk over to the mirror, standing next to my brother. Our figures in the mirror are a picture of contrast. David is built big and strong. His toned muscles are the epitome of sexuality. His eyes are chocolate brown, and his hair black and cut close to his head. He is dressed in his workout clothes, which consist of a green Nike tee and nylon shorts. He looks almost like a professional athlete. And then there's me, short, scrawny. I don't have the muscles that David has. I have my mom's eyes, soft and blue, and my hair is dark blonde, almost brown. And while my brother is dressed in his workout gear, I'm dressed in my pajamas, red checkered flannel pants with an Iron Man t-shirt. We look more like father and son standing there than we look like brothers. I didn't say I wasn't happy with my body. I said that I don't want to bulk up like you have, I say. David ignores me, holding my arms out to the side.
Look, do you see these muscles here?
He runs his hands across my shoulder and chest, and I can smell him all around me. I shudder beneath his touch.
You already have good definition. Most people would call you skinny, but you're toned. You would look good with big muscles, a bit less like a geek and more like an athlete.
I am a geek, I point out.
David laughs, his big hand still running over my sensitive skin.
Touché, little brother. I can respect your decision. Not everyone was made to be an Adonis.
I shiver and blush, desperate to be away from the sensation. I step away, putting distance between us. Thank you for hearing me, but I guess that doesn't mean I can't help you. I can still, like, spot for you and stuff.
Of course you can. I'm glad you are honest with me. I care more about your opinion than you know, but it hurts me to see you stepping away from me like that. You still love me, right?
Of course I still love you, David. I'm just, I don't know, confused, I guess?
Andrew, talk to me. I know that growing up hasn't been easy for us, but we always stick together, right? We're always there when we need each other most. So please, tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking that you make me hornier than anyone I've ever met, I think. But I can't say that. Instead, I sit down on the folding chair, crossing my arms. It isn't about what happened last night. I pause. Well, it is a bit, but not in the way you think. But if I tell you what's bothering me, you can't tell anyone else. You have to promise. David looks at me for a long time. Then he pulls out another folding chair and opens it in front of me, sitting so he can stare me straight in the eye.
Let me help, he says. Whatever you are dealing with, you will always have a special place in my heart. I promise that whatever you tell me won't change anything about how I think of you.
I blink, looking away from his deep brown eyes. Then I take a deep breath. David, I think I might be gay. I've thought that for a long time, but last night with the banana, listening to you teach me about blowjobs, well, it sort of confirmed it for me.
David chuckles. I'm not surprised, Andrew. In all honesty, I sort of guessed already. There are some times when we hang out at the mall or something, and I see you looking at a girl. But I think I've caught you looking at boys a few times too. Maybe more so. Do you think you like girls at all, or just guys?
I don't know. Maybe I'm bisexual or something, or maybe all of this is just made up. I don't know.
I pause, looking at the floor.
I think it's true, though. I think I'm gay.
Look at that. My little brother is discovering himself.
David reaches down and tilts my head up so his eyes can look into mine.
I'm proud of you, Andrew. You shouldn't be ashamed.
He rests a hand on my shoulder. And this time, I don't pull away. I'm relieved. I've been worried about coming out for months. I worried that David would hate me for it. I worried that Mom would hate me for it. And, well, that last one might still be true. But at least David didn't, and that meant half the battle was won. So, what happens now, I ask.
Well, if you want me to help you sort out your feelings, I have something in mind, David says. It's nothing complicated.
He stands up and starts searching for something in the small bookcase in the corner of the room.
Ah, here it is, he says, handing me one of Mom's old-fashioned magazines. Why don't you flip through this magazine and pay careful attention to all the pictures in it? I think it could really help you figure out who you find attractive and why. Don't just flip through them, though, but really appreciate each picture. See how they make you feel. What do you think?
I take the magazine. Yeah, I guess that might work. Thanks for not hating me, I say. Did you want me to do this while you work out?
It's up to you. If you prefer some privacy, I totally understand. But if you feel more comfortable with me around, well, I can stop my workout and join you. The weights will be here later.
I look at the floor. I mean, would you want to come back and look at this with me?
Sure, pal, David says, reaching over to ruffle my hair. Just remember, you never have to hold back your feelings when I'm around, okay?
I nod, holding the magazine against my chest, and lead the way back to our room.